So Leslie Jordan, I saw his stage show in Denver, and it was...
Did you?
It was wonderful. I mean, he was fascinating. But I kind of wondered, if Leslie Jordan took a dick pic, what do you think?
I couldn't hazard a guess.
I'm thinking enormous.
Are you?
He was very popular.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was that just a few years ago when you saw him here?
To me, it was a few years ago.
And when I say few, I mean 10. You know?
Yes. Right?
Okay.
It probably was 10.
So funny. We didn't see each other there.
No. I wonder how many events that we were at
narrowly
together and didn't know each other.
Narrowly missed, meeting each other.
That's wild.
There's probably a lot.
Big Fatty, thank you for planting the podcast.
Planting the seed within.
Seed within.
All I heard was planting seed within, and then I got lost. It almost sounds like a horror movie now.
Thanks, Big Fatty.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
All I heard was planting seed within, and then I got lost.
Hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3511 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 21st of July, 2021. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you about my day, and we're going to play some voice letters. About time, Big Fatty. Hello, busy beavers. Big Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, you're busy beavers. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. Miss Beaver is always busy. Yes, they're at the cannery. And Well, Miss Beaver is busy. Y'all, I'm talking about busy beavers because, y'all, let me just tell you, to I say Tuesday was quite the busy day, Big Fatty. Ready! Music from Alex. What's wrong with me? I don't know. After I talked to you yesterday, I think young Nicholas had stopped by, sent him on his way, and y'all, then I had me a little supper. I had the rest of those rotisserie ribs, and, y'all, I had a package of the mashed cauliflower. Y'all, I'm telling you, if you didn't know it wasn't mashed potatoes, you'd never guess it. And, y'all, I put some butter and some sour cream on it and salt and pepper. Y'all, it's delicious. Yes, we could eat. You chewed it all night long. I did. Y'all, I watched a little bit on the TV machine, caught up on y'all, do you watch to tell the truth? Y'all, I didn't like it there for a while, but now I find it, pleasant. I find it pleasant. And, watch some of that. And y'all, then we, recorded, but first, no, is that right? Yes, we recorded, but first, we got on the topic of tires, and y'all, Big Fatty's getting him some new tires, y'all, I'm gonna get, they've been ordered, and they're gonna be installed this weekend, and, I'm looking forward to that. Y'all, Ruby Red hadn't had any, testicle difficulties, for the most part, but, y'all, I've got almost 50,000 miles on it, but, y'all, I'm getting the Michelins. And y'all, this is approved by the Faye driver. Yes, Big Fatty. Because he was on. But first, along with Sam in the Hinterlands and Moose P and Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee, and Archer and Old Cricket Hat. And y'all, we went a long time. And y'all, but first, it's going to be recording this weekend also on Sunday. At 2 p.m. in the afternoon Eastern, you know, that's the only time zone that matters. And so tune in for that. And y'all, the hard part's going to be cutting it down to an hour. But y'all crawled into the live chamber. And y'all, I was out. I was tired and I was out. And y'all woke up a little bit after 7 a.m. in the morning, and I checked the time, and I said, no, I think I'm going to roll back over, and I couldn't roll back over, so I got up and had my coffee. Y'all had a little cookery, just I wanted a little something, because y'all, I had a busy day. Y'all, I watched it. Y'all, did you watch the space flight? Y'all, it looked like, most of you will agree. Y'all, it looked like a giant dildo heading up into the air. Y'all, it could not have been more phallic if it had hair on it. Beep! Very vulgar! Y'all, I have to admit, it was kind of interesting. Yo, I like the space program because, you know, as a child of the born in the 50s, y'all, this was very important in my life. And so anyway, watch that. Yo, then I was off on my morning nipple walk. Now, I did not do the big circle today because, y'all, the weather was threatening. Big Fatty, did you call the police? No, it was. It looked like it was going to rain. Oh, never mind. And but I did get in my steps and my exercise time. Y'all came back, got my share, y'all. Then I was off. I was off to the credit union because, y'all, I needed to pick up some cash money at the credit union to pay for my tires. And so I went and I took care of that. And, y'all, then I had my appointment at noon with El Dentisto, which we all know is Mexican for El Dentisto. And, y'all, I'm happy to say I had a clean bill of health. So I said, thank you for calling. And, I had to hurry home cause y'all Hortensia was coming by, today, for, the July visit. And so y'all, when Hortensia and her assistant got here, I said, I've got to go run an errand. And y'all, I headed up to the Ford dealership, just a couple of miles from the villa, and got my tires all purchased. And y'all, I got old Ruby Red. They're gonna be installed this weekend, but I got Ruby Red. Y'all, there was a recall on old Ruby Red for some sort of I don't know, some sort of hoses, brake hoses or something. I don't know what it was. And y'all, that I had purchased a while back the update on the maps on the mechanical, and but y'all, they had to update the software first, so they're gonna fix my tubes and my mechanical maps and everything next Thursday, so a week from this week. Y'all, by the way, that'll be the celebration of the Faroe Islands. Oh, Big Fatty's talk about busy as a beaver. It's true. And y'all, then I got back and Hortensia was here. And y'all, it started raining. It was a downpour, I tell you. And Hortensia got ready to leave, and she says, I think we're just going to wait here on the veranda. And I said, thank you for calling. And y'all, next thing I knew, they were gone. They decided it was better to be wet than to be at the villa. And so, y'all, when they left, I went down to see Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl, Olive. Y'all are still working on the big project with them. And they were having a specialist come in to take a look at some things. And they had asked me to be there. And y'all, I was happy to do it. And y'all, then after that was over, y'all, it took a couple of hours. Y'all, after it was over, y'all, they said, please join us for a supper at the steakhouse. And I said, thank you for calling. And, y'all, we went. Big Fatty had a garden salad with the blue cheese and a baked potato. And, y'all, I got prime rib, but I asked for the end cut. It was absolutely delicious. And, had a little Tanqueray and tonic, and y'all, they treated me to supper. I thought that was quite kind. And y'all dropped them back off at the kiddie parlor, and y'all headed on home. And y'all, I'm here. Oh, y'all, I only ate half of my supper. Big Fatty, the old people can only eat half of their supper, and they bring the rest home. It's true. And y'all, believe it or not, I remembered that I brought it home, so I didn't leave it in the car. And y'all, that pretty much has been my day. Big Fatty, you have been busy as a beaver.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin. And oh, you still talk to him. And I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hi, Big Fatty. It's Paul here. Paul the Shriety. Just wanted to say hello.
Hello.
And also to thank you, for the recordings you sent me, the mystery
yes.
recordings.
Yes.
For a future episode of the Shy Life podcast.
Yes, it's already come out.
Yes. I think I'll release that for my 450th episode, which
lovely.
Is coming up quite soon.
Yes, it's already out.
Yes. Numbers much smaller than on the on the BFO. But
yes.
What was I also going to say?
Yes.
I think you were talking about. Like scones and cream teas, and
scones.
Do we have them a lot in the UK? I'd say we only really have them on special occasions.
Oh, really?
Like if I was going on holiday,
or if I was coming to visit
somewhere and wanted a cup of tea in the afternoon.
Oh, yes.
Then yeah, maybe I'd have a scone, cream, and
yes,
jam.
Yes. Clotted cream.
Not something we stop for every day. Well, I don't. Otherwise, I'd be twice the size I already am.
Oh,
I don't want to send the planet off its axis. We'll end up shooting towards the sun. Anyway, yeah. So, yeah, special occasions usually.
Yes!
Sometimes we have them at weekends.
The weekends.
Instead of a dessert.
Yes!
We might treat ourselves and have them here. But, they're nice. It's always disappointing if you go somewhere and you're looking forward to it and the scone isn't as good as you're used to. Because,
yes, I know.
I've never made them myself, but a lot of cafes do make their own.
I had no
certainly
idea.
Some are better than others.
Oh, yes, I
went to a cafe in Scotland.
Yes.
Two or three years ago.
Yes.
And they had all sorts of different types of scones.
Yes.
Like scones with glacé cherries in.
Oh,
I think there was a chocolate a chocolate, even a chocolate orange one, where they obviously added stuff to the, to the ingredients when they were making it. I remember that being quite exciting because usually you either have a plain scone or you have a scone with raisins in. And there usually isn't that much. Obviously, depends on what jam you have with it. You don't always have to have strawberry or raspberry jam. I quite like trying different types of jam with scones. That's the good thing about when you have them at home. You can.
I like
some of the weirder jams. Plum jam or blackcurrant, blackberry.
How about jam?
I don't know, gooseberry. Pretty much any jam. If I see a flavour that I haven't had before, I don't tend to get swayed for many marketing campaigns that you see on adverts.
Yeah, that's how they get you.
But if I go into a supermarket and there's a funny flavour jam, I'm like, ooh, yeah, I'll try that. Hedgehog and belly button fluff jam. Lovely. Now, obviously, you don't have meat in jam, so I wouldn't have a hedgehog in my jam. Also, all the spines, that wouldn't be very nice.
You've lost me now.
I don't know what I'm talking about. I should probably go.
Either.
Anyway, yes, I just wanted to answer your questions and to thank you
for what you sent.
And hopefully my listeners will get to hear the Big Fatty's guest cameo on the Charlie podcast.
Yes, it's already
our ongoing plot line about Robot Big Fatty. Sometime soon.
We
anyway,
love a plot
I hope you're
line.
Both okay.
Yes.
Love to we you, love- Poodle. Love you. Bye for now.
Yeah, that's it, y'all. That, of course, is the Shy Yeti. And, Paul, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And you lost me there in the middle of it about skeletons in the jam, and I don't know what the hell you were talking about, but it's lovely to speak to you about crazy shit. Yes, Big Fatty.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Lala Lauren. I'm on an evening nip walk because I need to just step away from the house. If I may blow it out with you for a minute, wedding planning sucks. I wanted it to be about us, and now it's about everyone else. Man, it's true what they say. It's true. So anyway, I had to come out, and then I started to listen to your show from the 5th, and it just so happened to turn on right at the time that you said, I'd remind you to exhale. I need to remind myself to exhale. So, there we go. Anyway, thanks for that appropriately timed reminder. How did you know? Just slipping into my DMs like that or something. All right, Big Brother. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Yeah, I guess y'all that, of course, is Miss La 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 Lauren. Y'all, you know she's getting hitched. Getting hitched, and y'all, it's never easy, and I'm glad that I came around. Big Fatty, did she say that you had gotten into her BMs? What are you doing in her bowel movement? No, DMs. Oh, well, that's very different. It is very different. Miss Lauren? Just put your little yellow sticky. Put your little yellow sticky somewhere. Put it in a closet or something that you don't see it every day or anything, or in a drawer, or put inside a cabinet or something that just says exhale. And then right below it say, thank you for calling, Big Fatty. I think that would just be a lovely idea. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day. Y'all heading over to the Vonsies. You know, that's the weekly routine. And so, y'all, I'm going to have to check the buy one, get ones. But, y'all, there was some pretty good coupons this week. But we'll see how it all turns out. At the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the enormous little show. Y'all, they're not going to be able to participate in Pride 48, but they're going to be listening. And, Casey, why aren't you participating?
All I heard was planting seed within, and then I got lost.
Oh, well, you know, doing Pride 48 of planting seed, I think you made the right decision.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.